So it's springtime here in NAF, Northern Florida. And it's the end of April, April 22nd, and that's full spring, almost verging on summer weather-wise down here. I know it's a little bit different other places, but down in the Big Bend where we are, aught 8 in April, it's springtime. And springtime, you know what time springtime is. Springtime is where, you know, things start happening and flowers are blooming. And so Rosa and I decided that we were going to have a show dedicated to springtime and dedicated to those little marshmallow puffy things that you often get in your Easter basket. And so we're going to have a show, and it's called the Rosa and Irene Peep Show. Peep Show. So there you go. And I hope you enjoy it. All right, bye. Those chickens that you used to have when you were younger, when you were a kid and stuff.
Rhode Island Red. Right.
And that was a good farm chicken to have.
Yes, because the nice thing about them, they lay brown eggs. They don't produce as many eggs as the Leghorn does, but you got a meatier chicken when you want to cook it.
Oh, even after they've been laying eggs and stuff, it's...
Yeah, you can take an old hen and make good soup, but then you got meat and all that, where the white Leghorn, it's not as meaty as the Rhode Island Red.
Okay. I think that was one of the kinds of chicken she had. I couldn't remember the name of it, but
and
she
And then the speckled one is something rock. I've forgotten now.
Plymouth Rock. It's Plymouth Rock, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those were the black and white speckled, and that's a meaty animal also, like the Rhode Island Red.
Okay. Are they both pretty hardy? Are they both pretty...
Yes. most farms had them. Now, there are other varieties, but I didn't have any experience with them. Now, we had leghorns.
Right.
Which make the white egg.
Right.
And I don't know, back in when I was on the farm with Mom and Pop, there was only that one strain that had white egg. And people used to want white eggs instead of brown ones, but I brown myself.
Yeah, isn't that funny? I guess it's a cleanliness aesthetic thing, something like that.
Well, it's like down here, people like to eat white sweet corn.
Right, right.
There's no flavor at all.
Yeah, but it's just, I guess, you know, whiter equals purer or something.
I know, that's a lot of hope.
Yeah, I know, I agree.
Yeah. I planted, I got some seed from these people who were keeping old lines.
Right.
And I got the Golden Bantam.
Oh, Golden Bantam corn, that's good.
Yeah, that was a 1908 variety from Murphy Seed.
Nice, nice.
And it's not a hybrid. You can save seed, provided there's no other corn around in the neighborhood, you know.
Right, to cross-pollinate.
And in those days, I don't know what it is today, but when I was growing up, the farms that were producing eggs, they'd keep track. And if the leghorn didn't produce at least one egg a day over the given period, they would then remove it and use another, you know, and don't keep it anymore.
Oh,
a Rhode Island Red or a Plymouth Rock, they might not lay an egg every day.
Oh, right. So it's not an everyday thing with them.
No, they're not an egg-producing machine like the leghorn is.
Right, right. Are the eggs a little smaller, maybe?
No. Well, that depends upon the individual, I think.
Yeah, and maybe diet, too. I always wondered.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they grade eggs, right? This grade A, which is the larger egg, and then...
Well, yeah, there's a certain size. Well, when they're pullet eggs, they're smaller when they first start to lay.
Oh, okay. Younger hens or something?
Yeah. When they first start to lay, they're only about half the size, or maybe a little bit more than half the size of a full-size egg.
Okay.
They're called pullet eggs because that's a pullet, the little egg, the little hand.
P-U-L-L-E-T?
P-U-L-L-E-T, yes.
Like poulet is the French word for chicken.
Uh-huh, okay.
So maybe that's where that came from, you know?
Yeah. Well, we used to sell pullet eggs also, but they were cheaper.
All right.
But they weren't as big.
Well, yeah, you know, in the grocery, it's like that too. Go to a health food store or someplace like that, or where they do sell less than just grade A variety.
And now, if you want big eggs, you go to duck eggs.
Duck eggs.
Duck egg is really big.
Yeah, no, that's true. Do you like the taste of duck eggs? Have you?
I don't know. I can't remember eating any of them. I probably have, but because we had a few ducks when I was a kid.
Right. I remember you telling me they were really mean.
Chase you. The geese are the ones that were mean.
Oh, the geese were the ones that were mean.
Yeah. Goose egg is really big.
Well, you know, about having ducks, though, that's you have to have, like, the right environment for them.
You got to have some water.
Yeah, so that's... I don't think that would be really... Yeah, you have to have some water.
Yeah. Did you know there's a pair of mallards down in our creek down here?
No, I didn't know that. I can't imagine
that
there's enough space for them down there.
I was walking around down in there and looking, saying, golly, here's a pair of mallards.
That's surprising. I wouldn't think there would be enough space for them down there.
Yeah, I don't know where the nest is, but I bet it's in there somewhere.
Right. Wow. Well,
you know, a lot of people walk along that creek with their dogs.
Well, maybe some people feed them and stuff. You don't know.
Yeah, unless they're off somewhere else and they go down there into the water.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, somebody might have them in their backyard.
That's true. Huh. Well, that's interesting. I'm really surprised there are ducks down there.
Well, that was the first time I've seen them,
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for to have ducks, you have to have, you know...
You gotta have water.
You
that's
have to have water.
Them.
Yeah.
And it's more fun to watch them, too.
Yeah, no, it's true. She was thinking maybe about turkeys, though.
Well, turkey, then you need a whole lot more space.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a good bit of space. Some heirloom turkeys or something. But we start with chickens. One bird at a time.
Yeah, well, a Rhode Island Red, that's a pretty good-sized animal. And I don't know whether the Plymouth Rock is a little bit bigger, maybe. But a Rhode Island Red, that's a pretty bird. Especially the rooster.
Yeah, I'll have to look them up and see. I can kind of picture what they look like. I sort of remember, but...
Are you going up there to see them?
No, not anytime soon. But I was just up there visiting, and I saw her little chicks. She had...
Oh, she had the chicks. Okay.
Yeah, she's got
How
a couple
many
of...
How many did she have?
Well, I think it was about maybe 20 chicks.
Uh-huh.
And it was an heirloom variety pack, you know, that she had gotten.
Oh, so they got different varieties.
Yep. And then... I was trying to ask her what kind she got and stuff and try to remember what she had said. But I couldn't remember what she had said, so...
Well, she might have some of those so-called banty. We call them banty. They're the smaller chickens.
Banties?
Very colorful.
Oh, yeah? Are they good layers, too, or are they just more decorative?
No, you know, they're not... They're about like... I don't know. We never had any little ones.
All right.
My mom and dad didn't want to mess with them.
Yeah. Well, I can see why, you know.
Yeah.
They might be kind of domestic, but if you really just want...
Yeah, well, they're more of a novelty than anything.
Right. Yeah.
But the Reds and the Plymouth Rocks, they are dual-purpose chicken.
Right, they are really nice to have around, and I bet they eat a lot.
Yeah, for eggs, and then if you want to... A decent chicken to put in the pot, you get one of them.
Yeah, it seems like they'd be good for controlling insects in the yard too.
I suppose so. If they're free range, we never did that. We have always had a fence.
Well, I guess there's
another thing about the leghorns. They'll tend to fly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they can fly better than the Reds or the Plymouth Rock.
Oh well, that's an important consideration. Did you clip the wings or anything?
No, we didn't do anything like that.
Right.
Every once in a while, when they get out, we get the dog after to catch it.
Yeah, I bet that works. That's funny. Okay, well, I'll pass the information on to Pam.
Yeah. Well, if she's got some heirloom eggs there, she's probably got different kinds of chickens.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about, you know.
And if they're not selected out, you know, she'll have about 50-50 roosters and hens.
Yeah, because I guess it's hard to sex them when they're that young. They were real small.
Yeah.
So.
Are they different sizes? Have you seen them?
I saw them, and they were different sizes. There were some that were much more petite, smaller birds.
Well, those would be the bantam.
Okay. And there were some really colorful ones.
Well, the little, like I said, the bantam ones are rather colorful.
Mm-hmm. And there were some that were much paler in color.
Uh-huh.
And I remember this one that was kind of orangish red, and I wonder if that's not one of the Rhode Island Reds.
I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about some of those unusual breeds.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I do find it interesting, though, that they have this, I mean, you know, variety.
Well, it's like a lot of people, you know, they have heirloom tomatoes. In fact, I see them in the store here.
Yeah.
And heirloom apples and stuff like that. People collect those things.
Well, they collect them, but it's also true, like the old varieties of corn or whatever, that they have good seeds and they're not hybrids. And
yeah.
Right.
It's a little shorter.
Pretty flavorful, though, huh?
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's got to be yellow.
Thank you.
Brrrr.